Welcome to Film Friday. I'm Dave.
I'm Brendan.
We're Jacko.
And I'm Frank, subbing in again.
And we've got a first for Film Friday. We've got a four-person podcast.
And it's really awkward because I'm having to stand on my tiptoes and share a mic with this galoot.
I'm glad I learned the word for Smurf last time we did one of these things.
Yeah,
that's,
you can learn so much.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And relevant dialogue, too.
Yes.
Yep. So let's cut right to the clip, and we'll take a listen, and then we'll be back to go over some clues.
你为什么要离开我？为什么要走开？生命太短促了，孩子，你要到哪儿去？我要放一个永久的长假了。你说什么呀？我们要再打一场？不，不是我们，是你。你为什么要这样做？为什么？我问你为什么要这样做？因为我断定你赢不了。这家伙不出三个回合就会打死你的。
That's an emotional scene, man.
That's a great scene and a great movie. This is, you know, we're committed to bringing you the AFI's top 100 films list.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I'm saying too much here, but they say that, you know, sequels aren't, you know, never as good as the original. This one, I think, kicked it up a notch.
Well, I thought when George Lucas stopped directing, it really... but yeah, let's go through the dialogue here.
终于有我的镜头了。 你为什么要离开我？为什么要走开？
走开 maybe is a bit tricky.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Walking and leaving a space.
Yeah.
生命太短促了，孩子。
短促 is just short.
I think Frank can do the accent on this.
Yeah.
Oh no, man. Not in Chinese. I couldn't.
It's a giveaway.
It really would be.
It
yeah.
would be a giveaway.
It's a gimme.
Yeah.
你要到哪儿去？ 我要放一个永久的长假了。
And this sounds like he's saying he's going to die in Chinese.
In Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm going to be on an eternal vacation.
Right.
真的是。
No, it's not the implication in the film.
Yeah.
But given the age of the speaker, who's to say?
It's possible. Yeah.
你说什么呀? 我们要再打一场。
So this is the clue
yeah,
that tells
yeah.
you this is a movie about ping pong. Chong is the measure word for a sporting competition.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So he's saying, you know, what are you talking about? We've got another match.
Yes.
不是我们，是你。
Pretty obvious. If it's not, you know, you're probably not going to guess it.
你为什么要这样做？为什么？我问你为什么要这样做？
That's what Echo says every day.
Yeah, she's actually not reading there.
This is pure method, man. This is great, great stuff.
You're on my side.
I am on your side.
Well,
of the room.
Physically.
Sorry, right?
I quit. I just quit here.
And that's really what this movie is not about. It's not about quitting.
It's not about quitting.
It's about staying into the
that's
end.
That's right.
It's about Frosted Flakes and, and ping pong.
你，Brandon，因为我断定你赢不了，那家伙不出三个回合就会打死你的。Yeah,
so this is nice. 断定 is it's sort of like 肯定.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's also like I've looked at it or I've thought about it. Whereas 肯定 doesn't have that. 肯定 is just I'm sure.
Yeah.
But this is like I've thought about it and I'm certain that you 赢不了.
Yeah, and it's 3回合.
Three rounds. Without having to go beyond three rounds, he's going to beat you to death. Metaphorically. This being ping pong, it's kind of hard.
Can we hear that one again?
那家伙不出三个回合就会打死你的。我觉得被我一读完全变味儿了。
Yeah, you don't have the voice for it. You sound really optimistic.
He's certainly going to.
Yeah,
boy, is he going to.
You're a goner, man.
Let's do it. Is that it?
That's it.
Yes, okay. That's the whole clip.
That's the dialogue. Should probably. There's a lot going on towards the end of that clip rather than the beginning. So we may want to go back and listen to it one more time.
After you guess it.
Mm-hmm.
After you guess it. See if you can get it.
I'm totally confused. I've seen the movie. I'm totally confused. Let's listen to it again.
All right.
你为什么要离开我？为什么要走开？ 生命太短促了，孩子，你要到哪儿去？我要放一个永久的长假了。你说什么呀？我们要再打一场？不，不是我们，是你。你为什么要这样做？为什么？我问你为什么要这样做？因为我断定你赢不了，这家伙不出三个回合就会打死你的。
It's a pretty memorable scene in the original.
It really does feel like it's an institution to you guys.
Maybe not this one, but the first in the series.
And to me, the last. I mean, it's a...
Which I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I mean, the franchise is pretty incredible.
It was Attack of the Clones turned me off so much that I didn't see the last one.
Yeah, although Amidala's costumes in that first one were just so inspiring.
But, I don't know, Jar Jar and then...
That's what ruined it, I think.
Also, I sense Dooku. One of the best lines in film history. You know, I remember, because that, like, when that came out, I think I was, like, babysitting. And so that was, like, I'd be watching this really little kid, and, oh, man, I sense Dooku.
Yeah. No,
well, actually, the thing about Star Wars is that all these characters and things have vaguely Japanese-sounding names, right? Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and Jedi.
Luke Skywalker.
Skywalker. I don't know. But, but no, like Jedi he got from these samurai films, which are in Japanese referred to as Jidaigeki, which is a period film. And
sounds
so that's
like
where he got it. And he actually tried to hire Toshiro Mifune to play the part of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And that would have been awesome.
That would have been incredible.
That would have been incredible. On the other hand, I love the angry old man that Alec Guinness turned into, where he just, like, you know, he'd be approached by Star Wars
fans. I was a great actor once. I did Shakespeare for years. Yeah. And they remember me for this?
There's a story, possibly, I want it to be true so badly, but this little kid, like, comes running up, he's like, you know, oh my god, I'm Alec Guinness, I've seen Star Wars, like, 100 times. You know, I just, oh my god. You know, will you make me a promise? Oh boy, yeah! You know, never watch that film again. I so badly want it to be true.
That's awesome.
Good luck with this week's movie.
Yes.
Get your guess for this week's movie into echo@popupchinese.com, and we're going to pick one lucky winner and give them a month of free premium access to Pop Up Chinese.
But no Yoku mug, because you had your chance.
You blew it.
You blew it.
No mug.
I keep the mug. It's a really nice mug.
Yeah.
What about the autographed picture of you? Is that still on the table?
No. We might send an autographed photo of the mug and be like, look what you're missing.
Yeah, suck it. Signed mug, you know?
Okay. For this week, from the heart of downtown Beijing, right in the middle of our lovely Hutong recording studios, we'd like to say goodbye.
I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I really don't want to say that.
Too bad about that mug.
You had your chance.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.